Okay, so we are holding the Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet. Very important statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nashem Chayavus Mikra Megillah Afin Hayu Be'oso Haneh. So this is a statement that appears in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi three different times in Shas, once here, once in the Gemara in Masech the Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel with respect in the Erez Chanukah, once in the Gemara Mzachem Daf Chav Ches with respect to the Dalet Kosos, and by extension, really, the mitzvos of Pesach. Now, these would all be mitzvos asei shezman grama, so this would explain an obligation of women and something they would otherwise be exempt from. So Rashi here says, Shafin hayu bosones, afal anashim, gazar aman, lahashmin arug labid min arviad zakein tafin ashim. So that is the simple language of afhein hayu bosones, but you have to then wonder, you know, why should it defy the rules of mitzvah sasei shasman grama? So it's a different view that's quoted throughout Shas, sometimes by Rashi. It's quoted here by Tosfos that what we mean by afhen hayu ve'oso anes is that women were central to the story. So, of course, by Purim, that would be Esther. By Chanukah, it would be the fact that the Jewish women, such as Yehudis, if you read Sefer HaMakabim, she inspired, the Jewish people to a great military victory. And that connects to the other issue here, which is the major important halachic issue, which the Baalei Tosfos discuss as well. The standard reasoning of Nashim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah means that they're obligated to read the Megillah the same way that men are. They could read on behalf of men, and Rov Rishonim Pasuk in that way. But the Baalei Tosfos quote the opinion of the Baal Halachos Gedolos here. You see it's the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel as well, that Nashim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah is Nashim Chayavos B'Shmias HaMegillah. They have to hear the Megillah, in which case their obligation is not the same as men. They'd only be allowed to read for other women. Now, in the Achronim, there's a discussion of the propriety of women even reading for other women. But again, Rov Rishonim maintained that women could read for men. That's not practiced because, again, we're deferential to the Shittos and the Rishonim that say that women have a different level of obligation than men, but certainly women reading for other women is within the halacha in a way that no other kriya done by women would be. And again, the point is to be mitzarev, to connect this to the other issue that is debated by Rashi and Tosfos. Again, the more that you think that afin hayu bosones, that they were the driving force behind the miracle, so they're more likely to be obligated in the maximal way. Bekriya samigila, not just bishmiya samigila. Gemara goes on, another statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Purim shechalios b'Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, more on that later, sholem adarshan b'inyano shel yom. Right, so Mayur Yapurim afilu yam tifnami. Right, this is a general principle that Tanya will see at the end of the Masechta. Moshe tikin liyisrael shiyu sholem adarshan b'inyano shel yom. Pesach v'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres v'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag v'Chag. So per mitzricha leim, the same anigzar mishum deraba kamashmalan. So as we'll see, one of the two reasons that we won't read the Megillah on Shabbos, exer deraba, shema yavirenu abramos b'rishas harabim, violation of the Yisr daraisa of Hotza'ah. So you might have thought that just like you're worried about the people carrying around the Megillah, maybe people are going to carry around some other kind of a safer. But what's really fascinating about this is that even though you can't read the Megillah, the importance of marking the day, bo bayom, right? And this is very fascinating in light of the entire discussion that we're having, is how much are we really invested in a yom? How much are we invested in the month of Adar? Hachodesh esharnele pacham yagam v'simcha. So this sounds like there's something very important about the day per se, and that the way that we mark the day is by studying the halachos of the day. And again, what's also fascinating about this Gemara is the comparison between Purim and Yantif, because we know that explicitly Yamtif lo kiblu alayhu, we'll get to that tomorrow, but that there was an original suggestion that Purim really could be a Yamtif, but Purim's not going to be Yamtif in the end. Instead, it'll be Yimei Mishta v'simcha mishloach manos yishroya matanos savyonim, but it will not be a day of Yamtif. Amri v'shub melevi chayv adam likros esa megillah balayla v'lishno sabayom shenem mar aloha yekra yoma v'lo sana v'layla v'lo dumbili. So savar mina, the original thought was the mikraya balayla, that we should read the Megillah at night, to learn Masechta Megillah all day on Purim. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu l'didim b'frishim minei d'Rebchiya bar Avin. Now what it means is kigon de'amri inshi evor parshas adav isnaya, that we should read the Megillah twice. So that needs to be understood. Why isn't it enough to read the Megillah just once? So the Gemara says chayav adam likros the Megillah balayla lishnos b'yom shenemar l'man yizamer chavod v'leidom Hashem elokai le'lam l'deka. So again, there are two psukim that the Gemara quotes, elokai yekar yomam losayla, sort of a pasuk of despair, Mizmor Vayelas HaShachar, and then a pasuk of L'mani Zemercha Chavod V'lo Yidom, a pasuk of Shebach and Halal, and let's not forget that one of the opinions in the Gemara in Erechin, why we don't say Halal and Purim, is Kriyasa Zohilula. So the Rav used to like to explain, there's a really a dual nature to Mikra Megillah, which is why we read it twice. The reading the Megillah at night, which is tied into Tainus Esther, we read it on the fast, and let's not forget the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which says for sure you could read the Megillah on the 13th, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Shultos, that it's because it's the day of Tainus Esther, is that part of the Megillah is a very sad story. It's a story of the vulnerability of the Jewish people, of the precariousness of the exile, of what the Gemara will say, Akasi Avdi Achashverosh Anan. On the other hand, the story of the Megillah is also a great nace. And so that's the duality of night versus day. Night is connected to Tainus Esther. During the day, it's in the context of Yemei Mishnah V'Simcha, which is why you have this issue in the Balei Atosos here on the bottom, that you have to make the Shechiyanu both times, is that really you have two different dinim. Of Kriyas HaMegillah, so the Shachianu at night, and then we read the Shachianu, we say the Shachianu again in the morning, and that's already a Machlokes Rishonim, but the Balei Tosfos pask in that way. And then of course you should keep in mind the Mitzvos Hayom, because the reading of the Megillah during the daytime is really connected to Yemei Mishta of Simcha. So Akvar Magdim Liyam Aknisa, and Rechanina Chachamim Mikilo Akvar, Miyaz Magdim Liyam Aknisa, Kidei Sheyispiku Mayim Azon Lachem Shebekrachim. A point that we've focused on extensively already, right, that it's not likui, it's not in any way to detract from the achdus of lechinosis kol yehudim, but it allows them to support lechem shebikrachem. So the Gemara takes it very literally. L'meimer d'tachanasa d'krachem havi v'atnan chalios b'sheni kfar mayor is gedol is karim bayom v'im isa liktim uli yom aknisa. Wait a second. The whole point is that they're supposed to be supplying and not supposed to be busy hearing the Megillah. So how could you ever have them reading on the same day as the Yeros Gedolos? Havaluhu Asaros. The Gemara is a technical answer that to go back to Thursday, we'd bake at the end of the month. The Asar lo takinu Rabbanan. There in the first Mishnah says, Yinalati Bezit Yom Yidal Tetzvav. So Tashma, Chalios V'chamishi Kvarma Yeros Gedolos Karim Babayom. It means selectively Yom Aknisa. The villagers should read it on Monday, which would be the 11th, Echad Asaru. And you don't have a technical problem with that. So the Gemara says, there's another technical problem. Yom Aknisa, Yom Aknisa lo dachinan. So Tashma, Brihuda, so here's a kasha. That it's really on behalf of the people in the larger cities. So why would it make a difference whether the villagers are habituated to come in on Monday or Thursday? We should make them come in early so that they're free on the 14th or on the 15th, as the case may be, to provide the foodstuffs that will be used for Seudas Purim. So the Gemara says, why should they suffer? The Gemara says, lo same b'kadei sheyispiku mayim bazon alayim, b'nei shemas misapki mayim bazon b'achem shebekrachim. So the Gemara says, no. The reason the rabbis were flexible with them, it's a very beautiful idea, is because in general they would come in to sustain achem shebekrachim, not just in the context of Purim. And so, because that was their general practice, we didn't want to make them deviate specifically when it came to Purim. And it's because Purim is such a day of Achva, if normally they come in, these villagers who are involved in agriculture and they, you know, sell their wares in the marketplace to the people who live in the larger cities, so we're not going to change that for Purim. We want them to be able to continue to do that on Purim, so it's really for the Kvarim, it's their zechus that they're involved in these activities. Okay, so Ketzad Chalios V'Sheni V'Shabbos, so Mishnah Reishit Dinakat Sidur Diyarcha, right? The beginning of the Mishnah says Yidalfi Beis Gidim Lidal Tesvav. But Mishnah Sefer Dinakat Sidur Diyoma, and then in the Mishnah switches over the language, right? Chalios B'Sheni B'Shlishi B'Arab Shabbos, etc. So why do we switch the language? So I did the Mishapchilei Dinakat Sidur Diyoma, right? So to teach the Mishnah properly, it's much easier to explain when everybody reads if it falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, etc. Chalios Verb Shabbos Masnisin Mani. So I Rabbi and Rabbi Osi. So my Rabbi Tanya. So this is what we have in the Mishnah. Chalios Verb Shabbos Kvar Vayeres Gedolos Makdim Liyam Aknisa. So even though again you could technically read the Megillah on the 14th, which is Erev Shabbos, we'll say that the Vayeres Gedolos should move back. Umukafin Choma Karin Bo Bayom. They should read on that day. So Rabbi Omer Ani Lo. Rabbi Omer Ani Lo Yudcha Vayeres Mimikoman. Let them read Bo Bayom. Elo Elu VeElu Karin Bo Bayom. So my tent is amekamna tichtiv bechol shana v'shana. Ma chol shana v'shana yaris kod min l'mukafin, af kana yaris kod min l'mukafin. And from the perspective of the Tanakhama, it makes a lot of sense to have the yaris always go before the mukafin. So here too, the yaris are going to go before the mukafin. They're going to read on the Thursday, and the mukafin are going to read bo bayom, which happens to be the 14th, not the 15th, but you can't read it on Shabbos. You can look in the other way. That we normally have the Ayaris and Golos read on the 14th, unless it's Shabbos. So if Friday happens to be the 14th, let them read on Friday the 14th. So you say here, you know, it's not possible. Again, if it was Shabbos, it's truly not possible. So Rabbi, my time in Bechol Shana v'Shana Ma, Kol Shana v'Shana in Ayaros Nidchen Mimikoman. So Rabbi explains, just like every single year, the Ayaros read on the 14th, unless it's the Afkan Shabbos Afkan. Lo Yidchol Ayaros Mimikoman. V'Eim Bechol Shana v'Shana Ma, Kol Shana v'Shana Ayaros Kodim L'Mekafin. Afkan Nam Ayaros Kodim L'Mekafin. So why isn't Rabbi concerned about that, to have the Ayaros read before the Mekafin? Again, normally the 14th and the 15th, Shani Hacha, the Lo Afshar. But here it's not possible, because there's no way that the Mekafin are going to be able to read on the 15th, which happens to fall out on Shabbos. So my Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, here's a sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Chalios Rebbe Shabbos, Mekafin Ukvar Magnim Liyam Aknisa, Vayeres Gedolos, Korin Bo Bayom. So Rabbi Yossi is the one that says, Erev Shabbos, the Ayeres Gedolos are actually going to read on that day. Okay, Chalios Rebbe Shabbos, and he says the Mekafin, it's interesting, go back to the Yom Aknisa, so that's a very unusual sheet. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein mukafin ko min layaros, ela elevelu korin bo bayom. Right, so they're actually going to read on the day itself, on Friday, which is actually the way that we paskin. So my time then akam dechsev v'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana yaros v'arba asar z'manos shazel lo z'manos shazel. Av kan yaros v'arba asar z'manos shazel lo z'manos shazel. So you have an irony, according to Tanakama, that the mukafin are going to read before the yaros. V'ema v'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana mukafin ko min layaros. Av kanin mukafin the kodmin layaros. Shouldn't the Tanakama be concerned about the mukafin reading before the ayaros? It undoes the whole narrative of the ninth parak of Megillas Esther. Shani hacha de lavsher. But here we have other pressures. So my time at the Rabbi Yossi, again Rabbi Yossi, who is the one that said let the mukafin the ayaros read on Erev Shabbos itself, which happens to be the 14th, and let the kvarim be mocked him to the 13th. The yomaknisa v'chol shana v'shana ma kol shana v'shana mukafin kodmin layaros. You can never have the Mekafin before the Ayaros. Afkan and Mekafin called the Ayaros. He wants to maintain that. Let them all read on the 14th. Ve'ema v'chol shana v'shana ma'chol shana v'shana z'ma shozeh lo z'ma shozeh. Afkan z'ma shozeh lo z'ma shozeh. So that's where Rabbi Yossi is willing to sacrifice. Shani ha'chadol efter. That's not such an enormous value to have them read dafkan on different days. So again, you have this whole machlokas about like what's the controlling value. Z'ma shozeh lo z'ma shozeh. That you have to have them on different days? Is it that the Ayaros have to be before the Mekafin? That's another way of having it. So again, it depends how you prioritize these values. V'savar Rabbi Ayaros l'dachinam liyom haknisa, v'atane chalios v'shabes gvar magdim liyom haknisa, v'ayaros gedolos karim b'erev shabes v'mekafos chom alamachar. So Rabbi Omerani, ho v'nitcho Ayaros m'mekoman yidcho liyom haknisa. So Rabbi will say, again, we don't accept this, but this part we do accept. It's only when it's Chalios Perev of Shabbos we don't accept it. So Rabbi would say, look, once you're already moving the Ayaros off of Shabbos, so let them do it on Thursday along with the Kvarim. So Hachi Hash Dehatam Zmanim Shabbosi V'hol Nidchu Yidchu. Once they're moved, you can move them. V'hacha Zmanim Erev Shabbos. But if it's a day Erev Shabbos when you're fundamentally able to read on that day, so what gives us the right to move the Ayaros? That's really the point of emphasis. Kaman asla adam Rabbi Chalba amar Vuna perv shechalios b'shabes akol nidchem liyom haknisa akol nidchem tzalka daitach. Not everybody. Obviously, the mukafin read on Sunday. Va'ika mukafin da'avdi l'machar el akol nidcha yidcha liyom haknisa. Kaman kerabi techule alma mia. But what everybody can agree about is Megillah b'shabes lo kairinan. And that's really what we want to talk about. Why can't we have Megillah on Shabbos? Am I taima? So it could be a din quali. I'm a rabba, kol chayav in mikriya semegillah, vena kol bekin ve mikram be megillah, gzeira shami etalana biyada veyichetzel baki, lomo v'yavir rabba, rabba, spushu za rabbin. Behind the time of the shofar, behind the time of the lulav, what we call the gzeira de rabba. The gzeira de rabba is that we're scared of people violating amalacha de reis of Shabbos of Hotzav, yishami yavir enu dalad amas v'shu za rabbin. Tosus asks the question, why aren't you worried about people taken from the shusay yachad v'shu za rabbin? He says two answers, but the primary answer there is, he says, that people remember not to do when there's no Erev, when something's already in the Rishas HaRabim, so people don't remember as well, so we're concerned about a Malacha Daraisa. Then Rav Yosef says, there's a Din Prati, Bivnei She'neim Sha'aniyam Nisuos Mikra Megillah. There are two ways of learning this. So Rashi says, the Kabel Matanos Avyonim, V'yefshar B'Shabbos, right, that You know, it's because of the fact that it says in the Megillah that Matanos Avyonim. You could say more broadly that the whole story of the Megillah is Venafochu, Asher Yishlo to Ayudim Hema Vesonehem, that things can turn around, that what seems desperate and dire and bleak is not always, you know, a forlorn cause. So Inayim Shalaniyim Misuos B'Mikra Megillah. So we'll see more of that as we go on in the first parak, that there's a deep relationship between Mikra Megillah and Matanos Savyonim. Let's not forget the Shita of the Rama. Mutav Lagan Laharbos Matanos Savyonim Laharbos B'Sudaso V'Shulach Maros Arayev Ein Shem Simcha Gedolu Mufuara L'Sameach Lev Haniyim Ha'umnalim. Right, that's really the primary halacha of Hilchos Megillah according to the Rama. Okay, so the Balei Tosfos point out, yeah, so that this is, there is a nafka mina because Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash, right? So, you know, generally speaking, we should assume that Rav Yosef does subscribe to Rabba, right? We should assume that because otherwise, how is he going to explain Shofar and Lulav? So here he thinks this is an additional reason. And he says in the last two lines here of Tosfos of Rav Yosef, he says, Mishum Dika Nafkusam Yeh B'Mikdash, Alek Shavuos. We're not going to make a gzera of Shema Yavi Renu in the Beis HaMikdash, but there would still be a problem because of Enayim Shalniyim Nisuos B'Mikra Megillah. The Balei Tosfos previously wondered, this is the middle Tosfos, the Yavi Renu Avraham is Rishus HaRabim. So the Balei Tosfos ask a very sharp question. They say, well, we don't always apply this. What about Mila Shechalios B'Shabbos? B'Yom HaShmini Yimal B'Zor HaLasa. So why don't we say we're scared the person is going to carry an Izamel in the Rishus HaRabim? So he says two things. People... You know, just like we find by Hilchos Shechita, right? Hakol Bekiyin Eitzel Shechita. Presumably the people who are involved in Bris Mila know what they're doing, so they know that they're not allowed to carry right on Shabbos, Perek Rablaza de Mila. And number two, he says, you know, Mila is Chamur. You can't just move off Mila. In Parsha Shmos, some of us are learning this year with Moshe Rabbeinu, right? As the Rambam quotes the story, Lo Nidla Moshe Rabbeinu Afilu Shah Achas. Right, Bris Mila Bismano is a very, very important thing. So again, you know, you could move around Megill a little bit, but when it comes to Bris Mila, you know, that's Nichratu Alav Shloshes Rei Brisos. Okay, Tanya Mihachafal Bisham Bekorim Magdim Liam Magnisa Govim Mayom Yom Machakin Mayom. So Afal Pishamru Adrab Mishum Damruhu. So since the Kvarim meet early, of course, Matanos Avionim has to follow. Elohu of Amru says the Gemara Kvarim Magdim Liam Magnisa Govim Mayom Machakin Mayom Yeshenim Shalim Nisus Bemikra Megillah. They're looking at the Megillah as a way of giving them hope and a sense of optimism. Aval simcha einu hagel sala bismana simcha. Rashi says shemalcha v'mishta the suda and the associated dinim of mishloach manos. So that is only going to take place on the day itself. Okay, so let's hold it up there, and we will pick it up tomorrow.